That's great. Listen, I suppose coming up the road, you want to win the game. That's reality. Every game you go into, you want to win the game. I suppose, coming up the road as well, you want to give a good account to yourself, and they did that as well. I suppose a very different 20 minutes to last summer. We were able to get our hands on the ball, and it settled us into the game. That had a big impact on it. You know, we used the ball then, obviously, well when we got the ball, but we managed to get our hands on the ball early in the game, and that had a big impact on sort of everybody settling down, relaxing, and kicking scores. We were looking at the analysis during the week there of Armagh against Kerry, and Kerry did a serious number on the Armagh kick out early in the game, and they were 10 points to nil up, and then all of a sudden the thing starts to turn, and Armagh then are back level because they did a serious number on the kick out. That's just the game. It's hard to get them away. The 40 metre arc has changed the game. If you had a good day and you're able to either win it clean or win a break, and the next one and the next one, there's massive momentum from that, and that's really how it played out today. You know, we were able to get our own away, and we were able to win a number of carries early in the game, and it settled us.
Just a final quick one. Any designs Kerry had in the comeback were buried in a 3-minute burst. I just want to mention Conor O'Donnell. Like, his growth this year, the way he took that goal, the movement in the middle of two of them was frightening, man. It was brilliant stuff.
No, it was great. It was great. He's a very clever player. He's a player with a nice bit of turn of pace. But at the end of the day, having really good pace, you need to be able to know when to use it. And he kept the ball really well. And then when the moment presented, very, very, very similar goal, I would have thought, to the Armagh goal in the National League, where it was about patience and it was about control, waiting for an opportunity to appear and not forcing things. And he did that really well. And obviously the finish was very, very good.
Was the
big
cathartic that
the slay out there? You need to ask them that, I suppose. You know, from our point of view, it's another game. It's a great game to get under the belt. It was lovely to get back to Croke Park, get a good game, and have a good performance level. And we'll go away now and start preparing for Down in the first round of the Championship.
Jim, you just referenced there last summer. There's probably chalk and cheese in the way that he went after the kick-out. Can you just talk us through, like, what you changed up yourself?
I don't agree, I suppose, is what I would say. Like, you know, you're trying to do that every day. It worked for us today. It didn't work last weekend. You know, I think our last summer, like, you know, we desperately wanted to get hands on the ball in the first quarter of that game, and we desperately wanted to put pressure on the Kerry kick out. It just didn't work out that way. It worked that way today. And as I made reference to the game last weekend, that's the game that's in it, you know. So every day you go out, that is the challenge. That's what coaches are talking about. That's the challenge that faces every team. How can we get possession of the ball, and how can we win possession of the ball and use it really well? So, in essence, there is a strong element of it being a game of kickouts, you know, and trying to control that's very, very difficult.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that they take away sharp and probably even the intrigue people in around the middle? Today probably that's what really got you that domination in the air. Just in comparison to last year, where I don't think you started to find the lead, just having three of your bodies really helped, and I suppose it looked like he switched up the foot forward line a little bit. He probably had a little bit more pace in there to go man for man to force him on.
Listen, Jason has been a massive addition to us. That's reality, you know. Jason's been a big plus. He's a big body, he's an extra body. He's a good footballer, but he's a big man. Like, he's the biggest man we have. So getting him healthy, and, you know, he's had a great league campaign, really positive league campaign. Trying to keep him there in that spot now is the one. But thank God he's beyond now the niggles and the niggles and the niggles, and he's got a really good run of form, as has Huey and Michael Langan, you know, and all the bigger fellas. They played a lot of minutes, and that's what we wanted to achieve. But be very, very happy with the young lads as well. Max Campbell in particular coming in, did a really good job for us today, played a bit early on, then picked up a knock, and we just felt this was a good opportunity for him, you know, a good game for him, a good opportunity, and a really good test. And so, the younger lads as well, Shea Malone, everybody that's got their opportunity, Conor McCahill, picked up a knock there with the 20s, but he's had a really good campaign as well. So those younger lads, the older lads, and the experience is what you're trying to blend, and that's what we wanted out of the National League. We wanted to, you know, create a bit of depth, give fellas opportunities, and that's what we've done. You know, we wanted to try and drive on. We wanted to try and bring fellas that we have at a good level. We wanted to freshen things up with younger lads, you know, and then the ones that weren't healthy give them minutes and get them through the gears, you know. So we basically got everything out of it that we would have hoped for in many respects, and this game as well will hopefully be a good game to have in the bank from a physical point of view before we meet down in a month's time. To be fair, we've been very light in the half forward line. You know, Dara has to come back in there. Shane obviously came in the last couple of weekends. Kieran Moore, Oisin as well. Like, you know, they're working away in the background every night, you know, and they're making really good progress. And we would be hopeful that all of them, or most of them anyway, will be available for down. So it's just trying now to build everybody up towards that game. Brendan, Keelan, Padder, anybody that played in there, they did a really good job. Keelan's very athletic. David Clifford is a very athletic player as well. You know, Keelan's got really good agility. It's a big ask for him, obviously. A big task and a big ask, but he stuck to the task really well. He didn't foul. He tried to, you know, do the job correctly. And he passed the test today, I suppose, is the way to look at it. Like, but you know, every day you sit down to pick a team, these are the things that are going through your head, you know. And I suppose there's less pressure on today in some respects, you know, like Max going in at centre half back, you know, it's you can sort of take a risk or a gamble like that, and the consequences, you know, can be big, but they're not serious or season ending, if you like. So yeah, listen, every day those are the permutations, and we want to look at things as well. We've spoken about that throughout the league, you know, that's what it's about, trying to look at things tactically, look at different players in different positions, and it shouldn't always be about Brendy picking up the main man, because, you know, on a given day there's going to be two or three or four of those guys, and it's not fair in some respects as well. You know, you need two or three man markers, and you need some of them out the pitch as well. If you're one in primary possession and you're controlling the game on the back of the primary possession, then obviously the ball's not up the other end, and it's much more difficult to score, you know. But no, really it was just trying to blood people into different positions, to get a look at people in different positions, to create a bit of depth we spoke about, you know, that everybody gets opportunities. I suppose that would be the big positive to come from the league campaign, that a lot of fellas that got an opportunity were able to take it, and there's fellas to come back in, hopefully they can add a bit of value too. Michael has played a good chunk of the league campaign at centre forward, you know, so having that flexibility, you know. I don't know. Like, he played a lot of football at wing forward whenever under Declan, whenever he came in first, you know. So he's well used to that area of the pitch. I do think he's probably a central player, but you know, anybody from club football will know that he can play very well at full forward as well. He's a very good full forward for his club, like when he's needed on there. So he's a good player, but he has that bit of size and bit of bulk that if he can move the furniture around, like you're going to be matching up against a 6 or 8 or 9, you know, it's going to be a big fella in the opposition as well. So the kick out for and against, you're still able to match up with a bigger guy. But you're coming down the road, like you're hoping that, you know, that the first quarter that we got, that's what you're hoping for. We didn't get that in the final last year, and we paid a very heavy price, and you know, the opposition then are in a position where they're controlling the game, and you know, everything is running in their favour. So that was a mountain to climb in many respects. So just this game in particular, we managed to get hands on the ball, and that's the only difference, really. You know, that is a big thing, and if you can control that, then it gives you an opportunity to go and do something with it. But no, definitely coming down the road, you'd be happy with a 1-point victory. You know, in the context, like, you know, it's right up there. If you like, Cahir, it's right up there. But like, at the end of the day, if you're not defending well, you know, we conceded a terrible goal today. You know, a terrible goal, and people weren't in the right positions. People didn't do the right thing. You know, he just literally got ahead of the ball, and he was in behind. He got a goal. You know, so if you're not defending properly, that's not going to work as well. The defending was good up to that, and it was good after that. But you know, so you have to be able to defend, transition, use the ball, and then both kickouts become massive. Like, you know, because there's only a couple of ways you can win the ball. You know, your own kick out, their kick out, and a turnover. That's the reality of the situation. So if your energy levels are not in the right place, you're not going to get the turnover. So all of that comes to bear. And in a normal day, you're going to get a fair share, they're going to get a fair share, and it's going to come down to fine margins. And that's when the differentiator is defensive work, or you know, no turnovers or you know, errors. You know, you're trying to give people a structure, and you're trying to give people a you know, some level of a framework. But at the end of the day, the game's very dynamic, and you still have to pick up spots yourself, and you still have to move from that spot and ask a question. And so, you know, you can't coach that. You can't coach that. You know, that's just his own smarts and his own game intelligence. And people will have different skills. You know, every player will have certain areas of the pitch where they feel that they can sort of do damage or ask questions. Some people are brilliant at two, some people are incision players. He's just good at seeing a gap. He's good at seeing a gap, and when he sees it, he has that turn of pace then. Pardon? Yeah, no, we watched it. Yeah, we watched it together, right? No, it was a really good game, I thought. A really good game. Very, very good.
Sorry, Jim. One incident before start.
Pardon?
Did you see much of that?
I didn't see anything of it, to be honest with you, you know. But the game is very physical out there. Like, going back to the kickouts, like the game is very physical on kickouts at the moment. There's an awful lot of blocking going on kickouts. There's an awful lot of physicality going on kickouts across all the games. There's an awful lot of screening going on in the attacking third, which I think somebody's going to get hurt from. I think people are going to people to hand them the ball, and they're running into people to release people. That's not in the rule book. And people are talking in the media, and coaches are talking about screening. Screening is not in the rule book. That's a black card. If you intentionally screen somebody, you're coming across their path. So I think that's definitely something that probably needs to be stamped out going into the championship, because I do see a bad head injury coming from that one, you know. But to your point, the physicality is heavy around the middle. It really is heavy around the middle.
And we'll have a chance to see it back tonight.
Aye, we will, yeah.